Good evening.
Hello.
My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
Definitely voting.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Is it Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, or not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Thank you. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your main racial background? Is it African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
White.
Thank you. And for classification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65,
that
or
one.
Over
46 60? And 55.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Is it definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Lean slightly to the Democrat candidate.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Carolina Amnesty.
Don't know her.
Never heard of her or no opinion?
It's not that I haven't heard of her. I don't have an opinion of her. I only see her billboards all over.
Oh, and based on that, of what you've heard in the news, in the billboards, what is your impression of her? Is it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
It would just be neutral because I really don't know.
Okay. So in that case, how should I record your answer? No opinion or never heard of?
Just say never heard of, because I've seen the billboards, but I don't really know who she is.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Scott Boyd.
Scott Boyd?
Yes.
He's not favorable at all.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very, sorry.
Thank you. The next one is Leonard Spencer.
Never heard of.
Thank you. Then we have Erin Huntley.
Never heard of.
And Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, unfavorable. Very.
And is that, okay, thank you. Yeah. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, and if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Probably going to be Carolina.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Carolina sounds better.
And is that crazy. Is that a definitely or probably?
That's a probably. I'm going to research both.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amici was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery,
really?
Illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. It sounds
she's not going to get voted for.
Well, just let me finish and we'll get into that. We have a few questions related to that. Now, if found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fine. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing and says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
It's hard to say. I would have to do research before I made that decision.
Okay, that's fine. But if you had to choose today with what you know, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Probably going to be the Republican. I remember the Democrat Party, but these Democrats are killing us lately with their.
So for this question, is the Republican candidate?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, due to State Representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Maybe Scott Boyd. Probably.
Thank you. Yes, that was the next question. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat? Usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
It's about the same for both. I go mostly candidate, not party line.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Trade school.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time, sir. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Thank you.